Hey there, welcome back to The Good PM Life. I'm Sandy Lawler, your host and fellow project management enthusiast. Hey, listen, whether you're just starting out or you've actually been in the trenches for a while, today's episode is actually for you because we're going to be talking about something that's on every single project manager's mind. How do I get promoted? All right, now listen, I know what you might be thinking. You're probably thinking, you know, if I just keep delivering successful projects, the promotion will come, right? Well, not exactly. Project management is a results-driven field, but moving up that career ladder is not just about getting projects done on time and within budget. It's about how you lead, the value you bring, and how others perceive you as a leader. So today, I want to break down the five key things that will get you promoted, and I'm going to share some real-life stories to make these lessons really stick. And so by the end of this episode, you're going to have a clear roadmap for your next career move. So grab your coffee, take some notes, and let's jump in. All right, so why don't we get started with a truth bomb? Doing your job well is not enough to get promoted. Let me say that again. Doing your job well is not enough to get promoted. Listen, I once worked with a guy, and we're just going to call him Mike. He was the kind of project manager that always got things done. He was so good. He hit deadlines. His documentation was pristine, which is always super difficult. And he rarely had to escalate issues to leadership. Sounds like a great PM, right? Well, here's the kicker. Mike stayed in the same position for 5 whole years. Meanwhile, there were other PMs with sometimes less experience than he had moving up the ladder. But Mike couldn't really figure out why. Do you know the reason? Well, he was a great executor, but he wasn't a great leader. He managed projects really well, but he just didn't stand out as someone who could think strategically, influence stakeholders, or maybe even solve problems at a higher level. This is why today's episode is very important, because I don't want you to be stuck like Mike. So let's talk about the 5 things that truly make a difference when it comes to getting promoted as a project manager. So most project managers start out focused on deadlines, scope, and budgets. This is all the stuff that you learn in training. And while those are super important, they're table stakes. Everyone is expected to manage tasks efficiently. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a project manager, that is the expectation. But what separates good project managers from leaders? Well, it's how they interact with people. Look, I once worked with a PM, and her name was Lisa, and she had a team that constantly missed deadlines. And instead of just updating the project plan or escalating issues, she decided to take a different approach. She actually sat down with her team to understand what was holding them back. Well, it turns out the developers weren't feeling engaged in the project. So what did Lisa do? She shifted how she ran meetings. She made sure that every team member had a voice in decision-making. She turned that project from just another to-do list into something the team actually cared about. And you know what? When a senior project manager role opened up, Lisa got the job. Why? Well, because leadership saw her as someone who rallied teams, not just moved tasks around. So if you really want to get promoted, start thinking like a leader, not just an administrator that doles out tasks. All right, let's move on to the second point. Let me ask you something first. Are you known as a problem solver or a problem reporter? The fastest way to move up in your career is to become someone who proactively fixes issues rather than just raising them. Look, you have to raise issues, but you need to first try to identify what the issue is and then come up with a plan to fix it. You have to proactively fix it. So for example, I once worked on a project where the budget was unexpectedly slashed. That was terrible. So some project managers panicked and they waited for leadership to tell them what to do. But the PM who ended up getting promoted, he took action. He immediately identified some of these non-essential costs that could be cut. He restructured that project plan and he presented 3 different options to leadership. So instead of saying something like, look, we have a problem, he said, all right, I've looked at it. Here's how we can solve this. So if you really want to stand out, you have to start thinking strategically. So what does that mean? You need to anticipate risks before they become problems. You have to offer solutions, not just issues. And you need to be the person leadership can trust to keep things on track. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. All right, next point. So this one is simple but important. If your manager constantly has to chase you for updates, if they're always fixing your mistakes, or maybe they don't see you as reliable, well, guess what? You're probably not going to get promoted. The PMs who move up are the ones who make their boss's life easier, not harder. Okay, well, how do you do that? First, you need to be able to proactively provide status updates before they ask. Make sure your reports and documentation are very clear and concise. And I want you to show them you're thinking ahead, not just reacting to problems. So I want you to think about it this way. If your boss was out for a month, would they feel confident leaving their responsibilities in your hands? Well, look, if the answer is no, then that's actually something to work on. All right, let's move on to the fourth point. Great project managers don't just manage their teams, they manage up and across. So Emma, she was a great project manager. She struggled with effective executive communication. That was her issue. So when things went wrong, she'd either avoid that confrontation or she would overwhelm leadership with just way too much information. So because of this, her projects weren't getting the visibility they needed. And when leadership made decisions, they actually weren't always in her project's best interests. So what Emma did, she worked on simplifying her communication. She focused on what executives actually really cared about. So she started giving short, focused updates that addressed risks and solutions without unnecessary detail. Sometimes too much information can be a bad thing. And look, guess what? Within a year, she was promoted to a senior role. So if you want to move up, you absolutely need to know how to communicate effectively with different levels of leadership. All right, let's move on to the fifth and final point. So this might be the most important one. If no one knows about your contributions, let me tell you, you're not going to get promoted. A lot of project managers actually assume that if they do great work, they're going to get recognized. But here's the reality. Leaders are busy, and if you don't advocate for yourself, you actually might get overlooked. So one tip, I want you to start keeping a wins folder. Every single time you solve a major problem, document it. I want you to save emails with positive feedback, and I want you to track successful projects and quantify your impact. And honestly, this really helps with your year-end review. And also, it is really great and rewarding to be able to look back on all of your accomplishments for the year. It really makes you feel good. So when the time comes to ask for a promotion, you actually have that evidence of your contributions. So look, you're not just saying, I deserve a raise. You're actually showing why you do. All right, let's do just a quick wrap up. I want to recap the 5 points. First thing, you need to stop being just a task manager. I want you to start thinking like a leader. Project managers are leaders. Second, I want you to be a problem solver, not a problem reporter. Remember, come to them with the issue after you have already identified the different options to solve the problem. Next, I want you to make your boss's life easier. Listen, if you are a difficult employee and requires a lot of oversight, you're not a leader. Let's be real. Next, I want you to master stakeholder communication. Sometimes simplicity really is key, and you have to know what the stakeholders are really looking for. Okay, and last point, I want you to keep track of your wins and make sure they're seen. So this week, what I want you to do is I just want you to pick one of these areas to focus on, and I want you to start taking action. It's as simple as that. And then you can build on it week by week. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you could share with another project manager who's looking to move up. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. So until next time, keep leading, keep learning, and go after that promotion. You totally deserve it. See you soon.